Nothing to see here.
Nothing to see here.
Nothing to see here.
Nothing to see. Nothing to see. Nothing to see.
Experimental radio produced by NASCAD University.
You are listening to Nothing to See Here, a program of experimental radio from NASCAD University. This episode is called Artists in Residence.
So I just started my residency at Staples Business Center with the sound of office equipment, which is what I'm studying and exploring right now. So basically, I'll be here for the next 3 weeks looking at chairs, mostly, trying to... Yeah, that's nice. See that nice mid-tone right there? You only get that from a Lazarus heavy-back fiber optic ZX-12. Yeah, so, you know, right now I'm really in the exploratory phase of it. No, I can't help you buy anything. I'm sorry. I'm here on residency. I'm doing art. Customer, they made me wear the red shirt, actually, and I technically have a manager who, you know, has given me, you know, sales quotas and that, but really what I'm here is exploring the office furniture, figuring out what kind of, what, you know, the timbre of it. You know, really, it's fascinating. I think next week I'll be starting with the desks, and specifically the drawers, wooden versus metal. And then, you know, we'll have some sort of symphony. But I gotta go. My 15-minute break is up. You know, self-imposed break. I don't work here. I'm on a residency.
My name is Paulina Levitt, and I am doing a residency in a dumpster outside of Shoppers Drug Mart. Initially, I was hoping to be placed at a larger business. I mean, while Shoppers is still a chain, Walmart was one of the businesses I had initially set my sights on. I was really interested in exploring waste and many of the things that are thrown away that are perfectly good, such as this, these empty bottles of various pharmaceutical products. Broken glass is excellent for drawing blood. And a number of other things. I'll get into that later. These are fantastic. I don't even know what you would call them, but I regularly get them dumped onto my head in large quantities on a daily basis.
The acoustics in here are really interesting. When it's empty, you get this really metallic kind of clanging, especially when they throw the first load of trash in onto you. I'm not an audio artist, but if I were, I would explore that aspect of it.
It's a little... I am trained as a traditional painter, so venturing into the salvage scavenged materials field was a bit of a stretch for me. I'm outside of my comfort zone. I was really trying to push myself, you know? I mentioned about drawing blood earlier. There is no source for paint here. I use what liquids are left in bottles and old receipts for paper. I'm producing a series of paintings at this point from discarded carbonated beverages and packaging from the post office that's inside the drugstore. It's a fantastic experience.
My name is Sally Saunders, and I'm here in the Iowa State Penitentiary. I decided that I wanted to experiment with the place where art and the criminal element interact, and where art and danger interact. So I decided to construct a beautiful painting out in public in cooperation with a gentleman that I met. What I did was beautiful. It was lovely and red and extravagant and all over the buildings and the windows. It was, I thought it was phenomenal. Apparently this is called manslaughter. My lawyer, he thought it was amazing. But unfortunately the jury did not agree, and I've taken up residence in the state pen. My roommate right now is not the most fun. She's very large and she doesn't like me very much. But during my free time here, I love to sneak away while the other women are working out in the gym and try to continue making my pictures on the walls of the bathroom stalls and the showers. And sometimes I make little, what I like to call, fun staffs, and you can take your toothbrush and carve a sharp, pointy end, and then use that to explore the defensive arts against the other inmates. And sometimes it's called a shank, but I prefer a defensive art piece. And I've decorated most of the space with them now. I think it's coming a long way.
I've taken up an art residency in the borderlands between America and Mexico. Every day I listen to the winds and I try to learn the names of the plants and the feel of the desert beneath my feet. And yesterday I saw an old man wandering with a horse, and he had both of his eyes were missing, and he was very old. I've started making collages with grains of sand and putting them into the different spaces on this border between these two very different places in the mountains. The mountains are just stinging wastelands, and I feel them calling me, and I try to climb, always in one direction back, always on a line. And there are men, and they drive in very fast trucks, and they have weapons, and I have to hide from them because they're hunting me. I fear for my life, but I'm learning. I'm learning to hide. And I'm learning about art.
My name is Andy Sanchez. I'm doing an artist residency at the time being at the intersection of Yonge and Dundas Street in Toronto. I mean, literally in the intersection, like the middle of the intersection. So basically what I do is 4:30 a.m. set up my studio in the middle of the between the traffic lights, but it's Toronto, right? So there's always people around. So I'm primarily a performance artist. My performance background is based in theater. I am quite proficient at procuring disguises that are convincing, and so I've begun my performances. Just lots of people that come and go, including policemen, Royal Canadian Mounted Police, special services. The longer I stay, the more of them I tend to see. My strategy for returning is that I leave, don a disguise, and return. I adapt new performance techniques that are totally unlike those of my previous iteration, so they are none the wiser as to my identity. Gotta go switch up. There's some cops coming. I'll see you later.
So last night, I was camped out on a small enclosure of rocks, and I looked back, and there was a small fire maybe 5 miles away. And tonight, again, there's another fire. This time, I know that they're following me. I know that they're after me. In the other direction, I see a 19th century ruins of a church, probably Spanish. And that is where I'll make my last stand. That is where I'll make my art. And the hills will scream with my art. I don't know who they are, but they're following me. I don't know if they're part of the artist residency. I don't know if they've been sent here to stop me from making my art. I've been collecting sharp stones, and I am going to climb the ruins and plant a decoy fire far, far away from the ruins of the church. And I'm going to leave the ruins of the church late at night when the moon has risen, and I will go for their fire, and I will find them, and then as they plot, I will kill them. That will probably bring my project to another level. Uh, But it also begs the question, begs a question, doesn't it? It begs some sort of question out there. I don't know. Either way, they're out there. The fire is very large. I don't know how many of them there are. But, yeah. Okay, I don't know. I don't know.
My name is Cyril Buxton, and I'm a curator at the Institute of Land Art in London. And I have undertaken an interesting project with some of my colleagues from Bulgaria and Australia and South America. We're doing a very interesting curatorial project. We're taking a sort of anthropological approach to it, where we're following artists, we're tracking them, and we're following them and seeing them from a distance, so that we can really see how they operate, you know, in the natural environment. Very interestingly, we heard about this artist who's doing a residency on the border between the United States and Mexico. We've been tracking him for some time now, and we think that he's making a breakthrough, and we've seen him in the hills, and we're following him up. But tomorrow we're sending a video crew in to check out the latest excitement. We're considering him for a biennale, and several people have talked about even triennales, and I think we also have a gentleman here from the Institute of Paris in Tokyo who's talking about a quadrangle.
My name is Jill Henry, and I have a bit of a traveling residency this year. I move between local public restrooms in clubs and restaurants, and sometimes I even sneak onto university campuses. What I do is I like to leave short inspirational messages for those who are using the washroom. You know, like, you are beautiful, and you are a strong, independent human. I absolutely love what I do, and, you know, sometimes when I'm having bad days, that comes out in my art, too, and I'll, you know, write curse words on the bathroom walls. I've heard from people who've observed my art that, honestly, the curse words are just as satisfying and entertaining to them as the inspirational messages. I feel like my art has really hit a new pinnacle and crossed a new boundary.
Oh, another trickster. Fantastic. Oh, okay. Hi, my name is Tallulah Cohen-Morris, and I'm doing a residency in unsuspecting civilians' personal private household washrooms. I've heard of artists doing similar residencies in public. yeah, that's been done already, you know.
Oh,
I've always been a bit of a trickster myself. For me, the break-in is a huge part of the process and the project itself. Oh my God, it's the thrill of the entry into this, as an interloper in this private space, you know, it's usually the dead of night when I enter, and I don't bring any of my own materials. I typically take a roll of toilet paper and I wait in the bathtub behind the curtain with the curtain closed until I hear someone come in. And that's when I work. That's when the inspiration is the flow. I can't stop the flow when it starts flowing. And sometimes I pull the curtain open and surprise them, and they usually have a very strong response. Generally fairly positive. at least from my perspective, in terms of generative processes. I take the rolls of toilet paper and I'm collecting them in my own personal apartment at this time. The residency, though, is funded by an external body. I can't reveal the specifics because this is a little on the less than legal side. But art is art, and you can't let the little old law get in the way. You know what I mean? There was one incident in which an elderly gentleman was startled by my performance in his washroom. And, well, I'm waiting to hear if he will be returning from the hospital. It's not looking terribly good at this point, but in the pursuit of art, perhaps it was worthwhile. His family does not agree.
Hi, my name is Barry Reginald Tyrilliger O'Keefe. I am a dancer. And this summer, I will actually be starting a traveling residency of beehives across America. As you know, bees do most of their communication with dance. So I'm wanting to take my dance to the ultimate height it can be, and I will be learning from them. I'm expecting many, 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 many challenges, with these beehives. Going from hive to hive will be hard. Getting in to the hive will be hard. Usurping the queen will be hard. But we will get there. I have government funding. I have training from all sorts of beekeepers. We are ready to go. Bees are beautiful. Bees are magnificent. As I said, they communicate through dance. And that's what I really want to bring into my work now, is to see the movements, see the tap dancing, see the rhythm. If you don't mind the pun, but there's going to be some buzz around this residency. It's gonna be fantastic. Thank you very much.
Well, for my final show, I'd like to examine the ultimate interaction between violent defiance and escapism by not being in this prison anymore. And I can't give you too many details about how that will happen because then it won't happen. But I can promise you that it will be graphic and quite entertaining. And I hope that everyone will experience my escape in some way or another, and then I'll cross the border into Canada.
All right. So I've been working in it's an underwear factory in Antigonish, Nova Scotia, and I've been working here as part of an artist residency program. And they have me on the line, and I'm just sewing underwear together and making sure that it's good for people. And they tell me that in a while I'll be able to really get some input on the underwear up the line. But it's a long shift. So I've been here for a very long time. I'm getting really good at it, and I love it here. They're really nice to me, and we have we go for bingo, and it's a beautiful place. It's a beautiful place, and I'd hope someday to be able to be up top in the big room making the underwear decisions. Someday.
So I came to the city of Missouri. Child grew up in Missouri. I didn't have much of a childhood to speak of, but I've been going to residential cheese forts, and it's a really visceral feeling I get, and my work has to do with ceremony and the gentle the gentle feelings of laughter that these spaces bring with me, and I go there for ritualistic and ceremonial needs that I create inside of the tree houses. And I've been going to each tree house in a residential area, and I have been taking of the domestic animal life, and I have been assorting them, and I have been arranging them, and I have been posting them in the tree houses. I didn't have a childhood in Missouri. And my work deals with the idea that these tree houses represent a space where people don't live, and I want to show that through these grotesque animals that prance about no more in the tree houses. And I've been going treehouse to treehouse, and I've been getting some press. I've been getting a little bit of press, and I think that the work is going very smoothly.
You have been listening to Nothing to See Here, experimental radio from Nescott University. This episode was entitled Artists in Residence. performers in this episode included Raph McDonald, Jessica McDonald, Maeve Mulroy, Mark Hines, and David Clark. Nothing to See Here is recorded and produced by David Clark at Nascad University in Halifax. Sound design and mixing is by David Clark. For more episodes, please search for Nothing to See Here Radio on SoundCloud. Please friend us on Facebook at Nothing to See Here Radio. And join us again next week for another episode of Nothing to See Here.
Artists ought to be writing about what they do and what kinds of procedures they go through to realize a work, what their presuppositions in making the work are, and related things. If artists' intentions and ideas were more accessible to the general public, I think it might break down some of the barriers of misunderstanding between the art world and artists and the general public. I think it would become clear the extent to which artists are just as much a product of their society as anyone else with any other kinds of vocation. Artists ought to be writing about what they do and what kinds of procedures they go through to realize a work, what their presuppositions in making the work are, and related things. If artists' intentions and ideas were more accessible to the general public, I think it might break down some of the barriers of misunderstanding between the art world and artists and the general public. I think it would become clear the extent to which artists are just as much a product of their society as anyone else with any other kinds of vocation.
Break down
the barriers, break down the misunderstanding, break down the art world, break down the artists, break down. the general public. Break down their society. Break down procedures. Break down presuppositions. Break down intentions. Break down ideas. Break down the barriers. Break down misunderstanding. Break down the art world. Break down the artists.
I still have my memory. Oh, ho, ho. I still have my gold ring. Beautiful. Oh, I love it. I love it. I still have my allergies. Oh, ho, ho. I still have my philosophy.
Hit me, provider! I lost my mouse, oh no! I've got a loch im Gewebe. Hit me, provider! I lost my mouse, oh no! I've got a loch im Gewebe.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.